Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Coverings, first day of the show, and I'm with Scott Jones, the Director of Product Management with Crossville Tile. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Kemp.
So you've been at Crossville for about a year, and we'll get into what your role is and what some of the trends are in the marketplace in a minute. A little background on you. You have worked for Armstrong in the past in the wood market and also with Carlisle Wide Plank Floors. So you've spent probably, over 10 years of your career in the flooring business, right?
That is correct. Originally started with a commercial focus and then grew strongly in residential as well.
Now, your challenge here at Crossville is to try to match what the consumer or the end user's quest is for an aesthetic look with what Crossville makes. In other words, you need to make the types of products that the market wants to buy, right?
Well, that's absolutely true, Kemp. And what you're really trying to do is realize for the customer, whether that be consumer, designer, etc., you want to help them realize the vision of today's trends and where they're moving and enable them to use those in their everyday lives without having to make trade-offs. So it's really enabling their vision and what they want to do by hopefully seeing those trends and bringing them to life for them.
Mm-hmm. Most people know Crossville is about 80% commercial and 20% residential. Residential market, the homeowner, she kind of wants you to give her the looks that are popular. And in the commercial markets, those designers, they want you to give them the components so that they can use the materials that you give them and kind of create their own look. Isn't that right?
Well, that's exactly right. Yes, the designer wants a great deal of creativity. They're the experts. They're the ones that have been born to really to bring all of this together and realize a vision. The homeowner is too, but they tend, as you say, appreciate maybe some solutions being brought to them in a more packaged way. But on both sides of the fence, they really want, what are the latest things? What can I bring that's fresh and new to what I'm doing, be it residential or commercial?
And tell me if I'm wrong, but in the commercial business too, they still see tile as being somewhat of the shirt versus the tie. In other words, they want that hard material on the floor to be the background so that they can accentuate some of the other things they put in the space. Is that true or not?
Well, I think that's changing some, actually. Yes, it's been a backdrop often, but I think it's really being used as more of a design element now, whether it's through the use of color and bolder colors, but really patterning and things like that. We've seen people use tile to create pathways within, you know, areas or to establish differences in areas where there aren't walls. They're using flooring and the tiles to do that. And that's just on the floor. Looking at the walls, they're really using walls as design statements, bolder statements, and not really just backdrop anymore.
So we talk about the American, the USA palette, what they're looking for. Let's talk about a couple things that are some trends out there and tell me, you know, a little bit what's trending here. That wood look. Some people are telling me that the wood look, making porcelain tile that looks like wood strips. Some people are saying it's as much as maybe 25% of what's sold in the U.S. now. And there's kind of two sides of it. There's the refined, almost piano finished look, and then there's the very distressed, almost petrified look on the other extreme, right?
Yeah, that's correct. The way I refer to it is there's a real dichotomy in wood. And wood, I think, kind of started in the middle. And it's really gone two ways, as you say. There's the much more refined look, cleaner looking wood looks, cleaner grain patterns, etc. And then there's the real gnarly stuff and really trying to drive a lot of texture and variability into it.
You know, if you go into the castles of the 16th century and you see the floors, they were putting in herringbone wood flooring, and now we're able to make that with the tile, right?
Yes, and actually that's a trend, the patterning, both in terms of visuals printed on the tile, but the use of tile shapes in patterning is growing. And you're right, it's not new, but there is a resurgence in it.
One of the things you found on those floors, too, was that they were worn over time, and so the edges were beveled, and you can do that with tile as well, right?
You can. It gets a little trickier sometimes with installation, but absolutely, tiles can have bevel and have edge treatments that bring design to them.
So another look that we see here, obviously, is the stone look. Most people know, especially residential. You have travertine, you have the marble look. Is that one that's trending up or staying where it is? Talk about that.
Yeah. Marble looks travertine. They've been here. They continue to be here. They're a workhorse of the tile industry. I don't know if I've seen them, say, trend up or down, but just continue to be strong. I mean, those are looks that tile have been known for and I think will continue to be known for.
And then there's the concrete look. That's certainly trending up, isn't it?
Absolutely. Concrete's trending up. And really, you're seeing a theme. We talked about the dichotomy in wood. You're really seeing it across different medium. Concrete's the same. You see some concretes that are going cleaner. You see some concretes that just look like they've been down and beat up forever. And same thing, and I don't know if you're going to get to this, Kemp, but fabrics. Fabrics are a trend that are coming up, and you're seeing the same thing. Mixed media, from really clean fabrics to really beat up and distressed fabrics. Fabrics that have wide weave and very tight weave, and really starting to mix media within them. So fabrics mixed with concretes or plasters or wood, what et cetera. You're seeing this happen across all the different visual styles.
Mm-hmm. And what about tile that looks like tile? I mean, you know, we've talked about in the past the subway look, you know, this real high gloss rectangular look product. Is that still trending, or is that kind of seen its day?
No, I would say it's still here, and actually seeing a lot of people drawn to the real handcrafted or boutique-type looks where there's a lot of variability, translucence, that, I think, is coming on strong, actually.
Is there a look that I haven't mentioned that you're seeing trending?
I think one to keep your eye out for are really abstract patterns. Patterns in general, and I mentioned it earlier, are coming on stronger and stronger. And there are, of course, the class of Portuguese tile looks and that have been very popular, but really starting to see a modern twist on a lot of that, a lot of abstract type looks or what I'll call modern patterns versus traditional patterns. I think you'll see that continue to come on more and more.
Crosshole, as many people know, is a USA manufacturer, the first porcelain manufacturer in the United States. And so what you make's made here in the United States. And, you know, when you go to this show, people talk about, you know, it's hard to beat this Italian look. Are you able, with the equipment that you have in Crossville, Tennessee, able to give your end user and consumer the looks that they can produce in Italy?
Oh, absolutely. We have state-of-the-art equipment. We weren't just the first, but we're keeping pace with the times. We have all the equipment to produce beautiful looks, anything that you may want. So, yes, we very much pride ourselves on being able to not just provide tile, but provide the most beautiful tile out there.
I should point out while I'm talking to you, Scott, also, that most people know in the tile market, all of the ceramic brands that Mohawk owns, obviously the market leader with probably around 50% of the market, but you're in the second position, albeit a lot smaller, but still in second position for market share in this country. So we should make note of that. It's great to talk to you. Thanks for giving us these trends. Again, been talking to Scott Jones, Director of Product Management at Crossville, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.